I'm going to let Ella take it away.
Yeah, all the real late night songs are pretty crazy. it's been an adventure.
Should edit here. This is.
Oh,
this,
yeah.
This.
Don't mind telling you in my humble fashion that you thrill me through with a tender passion. When you said you care, imagine my emotion. I swore then and there permanent devotion. You made all other men seem blind. Just you alone filled me with eyes. Wonderful, it's marvelous. You should care for me.
Everybody, I hope you're all having a great day. It is 4:04 o'clock. It's still dark outside, but hopefully that wonderful song, Swonderful, by Ella Fitzgerald was swinging way to get the morning started. I know it was a great way for me to wake up, and I'm excited to be with you all today. This is WMFO 91.5. My name is Ella, and the name of my show, What a Wonderful World, that's the name of it. And, you know, actually, guys, today is a pretty hard night to say what the show is all about. I don't think too many people are listening right now, but I thought that it was important to say that I named my show What a Wonderful World because I truly believe that the world we live in is filled with so many intricate and complex moments of lots of emotions, but especially hope. And that is why the world is so wonderful, even when tragedies happen. And today at Tufts, there was a tragedy. A classmate of mine passed away. And even though it is hard, I really wanted to play music today that I listen to remind myself of the fact that every life has created a moment of happiness in this world, and to remind myself that hope is such a resilient and strong emotion that fills our entire world. And really, hope is why I think the world is so wonderful. So guys, today we're going to be listening to some music that makes me hopeful and makes me think about why I love the world so much through everything. So today's episode is for Matt. Today's episode is about hope. And if you're listening at this 4 in the morning time slot, I just want you to know I'm here for you and I'm here to support you. So let's start off with that hopeful note with the great song Fire and Rain by James Taylor.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans you made put an end to you. Walked out this morning and I wrote down the song. Just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days, I thought they never end. I've seen lonely times and I could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see you again. Won't you look down on me, Jesus? You gotta help me to make a stand. Just gotta see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other. I've seen sunny days, thought they'd never end. I've seen lonely times and could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see you again. Mind should be an easy time, back turned towards the sun. Lord knows the cold wind blows, got to turn your head around. Yeah, there's hours of time on telephone line, talking about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines, pieces on the ground. I've seen rain, I've seen sunny days, thought they never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not I'd see you one more time again. The dust of your face coming my way this time around. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you fire and rain. Thought I'd see you just one more time, Suzanne. La 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 la.
I hope you enjoyed Here Comes the Sun, the classic song by the Beatles, always one of my favorites. And then before that was James Taylor with Fire and Rain. That was the live version from the Concert for New York City. And as you know, if you've listened before, live versions are always one of my favorites to listen to because it's really nice to feel like you're a part of the audience. So everybody, coming up we have some exciting music facts that I looked up today and I thought were really exciting to share with you, and I learned a lot, so I want you guys to learn something too. So first off, next up we're going to listen to One Love / People Get Ready, which is by Bob Marley and the Wailers. And I've learned a lot about Bob Marley in my African history class, actually. It's been amazing and very eye-opening to learn all I have in that class. And I've learned a lot about the history of a lot of songs. One of the ones that we didn't exactly listen to in class, but I found on my own and looked up the history for, was this song, One Love, People Get Ready. And on the surface, the song is about how everyone in the world should stop fighting and become one. But on a deeper level, this song is about unity, universal love, brotherhood, peace, oppression, and salvation. And we know that because it was written in reaction to the turmoil of the Jamaican elections in December 1976, which was one of the most violent times in Jamaica. Bob Marley was by far the most popular person in the country, but he refused to take a political stance between who was prime minister at the time, Manley's People National Party, and the other opposing party, the Jamaican Labor Party, headed by Edward Seyo. I hope I'm saying that right. As Marley tried to stand for peace and shelter and bring everybody together during this violent time, he offered a free concert, which the People's National Party billed as a collaboration between the Wailers and the government's culture office, which, as you would think, would anger Bob Marley a lot and only add to the tension around the whole thing. As the politics got heated and even more violent, there was actually an attempt of murder of Marley in his own home 2 days before the concert. He was injured, and some of the Wailers were in hiding, but with the local band Zap Pow playing behind him, Bob Marley still played on stage and said, "The people who are trying to make this world worse aren't taking a day off. How can I?" And guys, it's one of those songs that really reminds me of the power of music and the power of music to bring people together, and why it's always important to have that music that brings you hope and happiness and a sense of unity. So with that, we're going to go to the great song by Bob Marley and the Wailers, One Love, People Get Ready.
Let's see.
met my old lover on the street last night. She seemed so glad to see me, I just smiled. And we talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. Still crazy after all these years. I'm not the kind of man who tells to socialize. I seem to lean on all familiar ways. And I ain't no fool for love songs that whisper in my ears. Still crazy after all these years. Still crazy after all these years. Four in the morning, tapped out, yawning, longing my life.
Well, everybody, that was Still Crazy After All These Years by Paul Simon. And, of course, before that was Bob Marley and the Wailers with One Love, People Get Ready. It is 4:24 on this great morning. It is dark outside, but I can see the lights from the crosswalk flashing bright, so that's exciting. And let's see, there's a lot of exciting music coming up. For starters, we're going to be going to the club with Ray Charles with At the Club coming up. And I am also excited to maybe hear from you if you guys want to talk about how you're feeling today or what you're doing so late at night. I would love to talk to you. The number to call in is 855-915-9636. And if you're listening out there, I hope that you're having a great morning, and I also hope that you picked up on that exciting little part in Still Crazy After All These Years, where Paul Simon says it's 4 in the morning, perfect for this 4 a.m. radio show. And, you know, I hope that you're swinging with this 4 to 5 radio show. I'm here, and I am really glad that I came to play these rockin' songs. They're making me filled with hope and thinking about a lot. And so for now, I think that we should go over to the club and start doing some rock and dance moves, some soulful music with Ray Charles. It's At the Club. Here we go.
Man. Well, I just stopped in this evening to get myself a little taste. The music is nice and swinging, and of course, I really dig the place. Of course, I haven't had much sleep lately, and I feel sort of down and out.
Yeah, but look over there in the corner, man.
Oh, yeah, that's something to shout about. Hey, hey, pretty baby. Girl, don't you go nowhere.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, pretty baby, yeah. Girl, don't you go nowhere. Cause as soon as I pay the bartender, girl, I'll be right there. She looked up and blushed and smiled, and my heart skipped a beat. Stacked from her head down to her feet. Hey, barkeep, you better come in and get your bread. This little girl's getting ready to split, and I'm about to go out of my head. Hey, hey, pretty baby. Girl, don't you go out that door.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, pretty baby. Don't you go out that door. I'm afraid if I lose sight on you, I just might not see you no more. She slowed up just a little bit and turned her head and smiled. She was 34, 24, 38 and dressed in the lady style. I finally caught up with the pretty little thing before she got out on the streets. And she told me she was waiting on her old man, who was a policeman on the beat. Hey, hey, pretty baby. Girl, I'll see you another time.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, pretty baby. Girl, I'll see you another time. Cause if you a policeman's woman, just talking to you is a crime.
That's right, bud. Let's go.
Oh, no.
Thank you. at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me. As a smile ran away from his face, well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. Never had time for a wife. And he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. Coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here? Oh, la la la, di di da.
That was I'll Follow the Sun. Oh, actually, no. Get excited. I'll Follow the Sun is coming up. That was actually Piano Man by Billy Joel. And then before that, we were at the club with Ray Charles. It really felt like you were there, wasn't it? I love that song. It's like you're right with him. So, actually, like you just heard, I'll Follow the Sun is what we're going to be playing next. And a fun little fact about that song is that it was released and fully written in mid-October 1964 when the Beatles were in a jam because they were just too busy to make another album or single, and they were contracted to make one. But at the height of Beatlemania, there was a lot going on, so they had to reach back to some of the first songs they had written, and I'll Follow the Sun is actually one Paul McCartney wrote when he was 16. The story has changed a couple times throughout the years, but an exciting part that I really appreciated was that when they recorded this song, they couldn't really think of anything for Ringo to do. They did about 8 takes, and they weren't really sure what he'd be great at because the drums were a little too much on the first couple takes. But Paul came up with the idea for Ringo to just slap his legs in time. So they carefully positioned a mic, and, you know, this beautiful song was created. It just goes to show you that everybody has an important place and thing to add to this world. And you can be excited to listen for Ringo as we listen to I'll Follow the Sun in a couple minutes. Before that, I wanted to actually mention the PSA for this week. As you know, it's community radio, and so instead of ads, we get to bring you music, lots of talking, and also one PSA to help the public out all these weeks. So, you know, today's public service announcement, what brings me a lot of wonder in this world is going to a lot of talks, and in college, I've seen lots of people from all over give lots of different lectures about many different topics, from jeans to, I don't even know, my gosh, books and prisons and so many things that have made me wonder and learn a lot. And if you're interested in science and engineering lectures in the Boston area, there's one great website to keep you up to date, and that's bostonsciencelectures.com. Each week, journalist and author Fred Hapgood monitors more than 420 different organizations in the Boston area to keep you informed about interesting scientific, engineering, and other nerdly activities. Except this isn't in the PSA, but I think that that's amazing, and nerdy could be a good thing. I don't really know why they put that in there. It's amazing to go to talks. You should. It's a great idea. Back to the PSA. You know, most of them cost nothing to attend, and some even give away free food as part of the event. So check out bostonsciencelectures.com. This public service message has been sponsored by your lecture-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And that's the truth, everybody. We are lecture lovers here at Tufts. But for now, let's go listen to Ringo and his amazing knee slapping that adds so much to the song in I'll Follow the Sun by the Beatles.
One day you'll look to see I've gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. So my love, I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
She swore that it never would end. guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live. Never worried about paying or even how much I owe.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Against the Wind by Bob Seger. And before that, we were reminded to always wake up, follow the sun, and look on to the next day. And also the importance of Ringo's knee slapping and how that adds so much to the song. With the Beatles and I'll Follow the Sun. So right now, we're going to go over to a next song. And we love songs about soul on this show. Because when you're believing in your soul, you're believing in yourself. And everybody deserves that. So today, in school, we had quite the day, I guess yesterday, actually. My gosh, I always forget it's yesterday. Well, my friends and I, we were making some cupcakes. They were gluten-free. They were pretty, they were pretty good. They kind of tasted like chocolate cornbread, but that's okay. There was some rockin' icing, and everybody who was there could eat them, and that is really the best part of cupcakes, and we also had fun making them. But I bring it up not to get you all hungry at 4:46 in the morning, but actually to tell you about how my friend Branch, I asked him if he wanted to hear any songs today, if he had any ones that he'd want to suggest for tonight's show. And as you could maybe think of, Branch did not think that his song style matched all of the kind of classic rock songs we're rocking out to on this morning. And so he said he was going to think for a while, maybe come back to me. I asked my friends Sarah and Kira. We were all talking about what song would be great to rock out to this morning. And, you know, they all kind of need a little more time to think about the song that they're going to request. But don't you worry. Soon you'll be hearing what all those rocking kids are listening to nowadays when I have some Friends episode. And also, shout out to James and Robin Fatima, who enjoyed our cupcakes. I'm sure that they'll add to the Friends song requests later in the year. But for now, I'm going to say that Soul Man is a rockin' song for Branch to, I guess, listen to and request. He's a man with a lot of soul, so we're going to listen to that one. And it's for all those people who are supporting me here at Tufts. I love you guys so much. So, here we go. Soul Man by the Blues Brothers. Was Soul Man by the Blues Brothers, and that is one of my favorite songs. I always love to listen to it. But now coming up, we're going to listen to Volunteers by Jefferson Airplane, and I wanted to tell you some facts about this song that I learned today. According to guitarist Paul Carter, I'm hoping I'm saying that right too, and vocalist Barlin, it wasn't necessarily the case for this song to be about the war in Vietnam, like a lot of people think. Ballin said that the song, quote, became political, but it didn't start out that way. I had woken up to the sound of garbage cans crashing outside the mansion and looked out, and there was a truck, Volunteers of America. So I wrote it down and gave it to Paul, and he wrote the song. People put all kinds of meaning into it. So that is an unquote right there. And isn't it just kind of the beauty of words, people, that song, we could put so much meaning to it. It's one of my favorites to listen to. It kind of captures a culture of America in a moment. And we can all get new meanings out of words and songs. They can comfort us and unite us. And that's really just the music, the beauty of music. It's just so great. But for now, let's all tune in to Volunteers, and let's try to find some meaning in it and all these songs. Here we go. Was Volunteers of America. That was Jefferson Airplane that we were just listening to. And I want to hop back on to tell you guys that the next song we're going to hear is one of the ones that always brings me hope. It is by Paul Williams and Kenny Osher, and it's Rainbow Connection. And you know, Kermit the Frog sings this song. It's his title song in Rainbow Connection. And Williams said that they were thinking about When You Wish Upon a Star from Pinocchio in mind when they were figuring out how to write the song and what to name it because, quote, "We wanted to do something for Kermit that had the kind of impactful moment when you saw it into the, when you, oh, well, that's what happens to you in 4 a.m, you mess up quotes. Let's start over. Okay, here we go. We wanted to do something for Kermit that had that kind of impactful moment when you saw into the depths of his soul. When you realized that he had an inner life. When you realized that he was spiritual and thought about spiritual and weighty things. You know, a deep-thinking frog. And isn't that kind of beautiful? How we're all deep-thinking humans who are thinking deep, weighty things. And thinking about the rainbow and how we're all connected is, I think, a good thing for us to think about this morning at 4:55. So let's give it a listen. It's Kermit the Frog, everybody.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. I know their wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep, and have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? The voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed. Find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Well, everybody, that was Rainbow Connection. It was Kermit the Frog. Oh my gosh, nope, he's a frog. Kermit the Frog singing that beautiful song. And well, guys, we've come to the end of the show. It's 4:59, and I just want to leave you guys with a few words tonight. Like I said in the beginning, I don't know if anyone's listening, but if you are, I just wanted to give out some numbers that you can reach out if you ever need it. I know that it can be hard, but there are people out there who want to support you. Me being one of them, I'm known just behind the airwaves, but I'm really sending out some supporting vibes from here. I believe in you so much. So please reach out to get some help if you need it. At Tufts, you can call 617-627-3888 to talk to Ears